This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today's wisdom from the Quran is simple and it is inshallah a cheerful one. Surah An-Nisa, verse 86, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذَا حُيِّيتُم بِتَحِيَّةٍ فَحَيُّوا بِأَحْسَنَ مِنْهَا أَوْ رُدُّوهَا. When someone greets you with a greeting, make sure you respond with a better greeting, or at the very least, respond in an equal manner. Indeed, Allah takes into account everything. There is a verse in the Quran that encourages us to greet people with pleasantness. There is a verse in the Quran that teaches us that it is of our adab, it is of our culture and custom that we should meet and greet with a cheerful countenance, with a smiling face, with a beautiful word. And Allah says, when somebody greets you, then I am telling you, you should respond in a better manner. Or, worst case scenario, at least respond exactly what he has responded with you. The word used, tahiyya, in Arabic, the greetings pre-Islam, you know, the greeting of assalamu alaikum is of course Islamic. Pre-Islam, they would say, may you live a long life. And from this, tahiyya comes. Because tahiyya literally means hayat, may you be given hayat, may you be given long life. And that's why we say in the salah, At-tahiyyatu lillah. At-tahiyyatu lillah means ultimate greetings and ultimate hayat belongs to Allah. So at-tahiyyat is the same over here. But of course, when the Quran is saying here that وَإِذَا حُيِّيتُم بِتَحِيَّةٍ, it means any greeting. If somebody gives you any greeting, Allah says, respond back with a better greeting. Now obviously, in our sharia, we are taught the best tahiyyah, the best greeting. And this is something Allah taught mankind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created our father Adam. And this hadith is in Bukhari and Muslim. And the first thing he taught our father Adam, the hadith tells us the first phrase he taught Adam, he said to Adam, O Adam, go to those angels over there and say, As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. And listen to their response, memorize their response, and teach your children what I taught you and what the angels will say to you. So Adam walked over to the angels and Adam said, As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. And the angels responded, Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. And Allah said to Adam, this shall be your greeting and the greeting of your progeny until the day of judgment. So the concept of salam was literally taught to us by Allah. He taught mankind. And the Quran is full of salam. Allah says in the Quran, Salamun ala Nuhin fil alameen. Salam upon Nuh. Allah says in the Quran, Salamun ala Ibrahim. Salam upon Ibrahim. When Allah sent the angels to Ibrahim, Fadakhalu alayhi, Faqalu salaman, Qala salamun, Qawmun munkarun. Allah says in the Quran, Salamun ala Musa wa Harun. Allah says in the Quran, Qul alhamdulillah, Wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina astafa. Allah says in the Quran, Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. So many salams upon all of the righteous. And Allah teaches us in the Quran, and He teaches the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَإِذَا جَاءَكَ الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِآيَاتِنَا فَقُلْ سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ كَتَبَ رَبُّكُمْ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ الرَّحْمَةِ. When the believers come to you, then say, سَلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ. So سَلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ is a characteristic of Iman. And it is the highest level of tahiyya. Remember, tahiyya can be anything. And by the way, for the record, there's nothing wrong with adding extra things after this that are cultural. The Arabs say, ahlan wa sahlan after that. No problem. And the Pakistanis might say other things. The Swahilis might say other things. It's all good. It's a part of the culture. But the ultimate tahiyya is, of course, salam. So you say, assalamu alaykum. And then you want to say, marhaban, ahlan wa sahlan. You know, whatever, khush amdeed, whatever you want to say all of it is all good, but the Islamic greeting which we should begin with is the greeting of salam. In fact, Allah calls the salam a mark of iman, and He says, "Wala taqulu liman alqa ilaykum as-salama lasta mu'mina." Never say to somebody who says salam to you, you're not a believer. Never say somebody says assalamu alaykum, don't accuse him of being a kafir. He said salam to you. Allah made the salam a mark of iman, and our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught the Sahaba to say salam. In fact, when he entered Medina, the first khutbah he gave, you can say, in fact, you don't even call it a khutbah, it's a maw'idah. He's on the camel entering from Quba. He's entering Quba and he's entering Medina. The first hadith, the first sermon, what does he say? Ayyuha an-nas, afshu as-salam wa at'imu at-ta'am wa silu al-arham wa sallu bil-layli wa an-nasu niyam tadkhuluna al-jannata bi-salam. The first phrase from his mouth as he enters the city of Medina, O mankind, I am telling you to spread the greetings of salam. Afshu salam. Spread the greetings of salam. And our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in an authentic hadith, Wallahi, you shall not enter Jannah until you love one another. You shall not enter Jannah until you have mahabba. And I will tell you something. If you do it, you will have this mahabba. Afshu salama bainakum. Spread the salam amongst you. So when we spread the salam, we're going to increase our love. And with that love, we shall enter Jannah. Very briefly, what does it mean when we say assalamu alaikum? When we say assalamu alaikum, it has multiple meanings. Of the meanings, first and foremost, Allah's name is assalam. One of the names of Allah is assalam. As-salam al-mu'min al-muhaymin. So when we say as-salamu alaykum, we are literally saying, may Allah be with you. As-salam, may Allah be watching over you. So as-salamu alaykum, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be with you. Another meaning of as-salam is we are literally making a dua for the person we meet. And we say, may no evil touch you. May you always be happy. May I always see you smiling. Salam is the absence of pain. Salam is the absence of irritation. Salam is peace. So when we meet one another, we say, Assalamu alaikum, I want to see you in peace all the time. May Allah always protect you. And of course, of the meanings of Assalamu alaikum, when you are making dua for your brother and you are saying, may you never be harmed, you are automatically saying, I will never harm you. You're automatically saying, I'm wishing peace for you, so my interaction with you will always be an interaction of peace and an interaction of good. So, at-tahiyya is a sunnah, and the highest level of tahiyya is salam. And Allah instruct us, whenever somebody says at-tahiyya to you, you should respond to it. We learn from this ayah that giving a greeting, it is not obligatory, but our scholars say responding to the greeting might actually be obligatory, because Allah says if somebody greets you, then you must respond with a higher or at least a similar level. So giving a greeting, it is good to do that, but responding is a higher level of wujub or mandation. And of the things we learn from this ayah as well, Allah encourages excellence. Allah doesn't want reciprocity only. He encourages excellence. Of the things we learn from this ayah as well is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants our societies to be societies of akhlaq and adab, because the salam is the ultimate embodiment of akhlaq. We begin our interaction with salam and we end it with salam. And of course, this concept of salam, it is so central to our faith of Islam. And Allah has called Jannah Darus Salam, because it is the abode of salam. Why is it called Darus Salam? Because when you enter Jannah, what will the angels do? Wal malaikatu yadkhulun alayhim min kulli bab, salamun alaykum bima sabartum fa ni'ma 'uqbad dar. The angels will always be saying salam to you. And when you enter Darus Salam, even Allah Jalla Jalaluhu will greet you with the greetings of salam. Salamun qawlan min rabbir rahim. Can you imagine, brothers and sisters, can you imagine one day, inshallah, may Allah make us amongst those people, when the people of Islam who are spreading the salam in this world and following Islam are called to Darus Salam, then As-Salam will greet them with the greetings of salam, and Allah will say, Salamun qawlan min rabbir rahim. And when As-Salam says salam to the people of Islam as they enter Darus Salam, when Allah says salam, who can possibly harm you? When Allah says salam, how can any harm ever touch you? And that is why when Allah gives the greeting of salam, that is Jannah, and that is our goal. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of the people of Jannah. Wassalamu alaikum.